Hey, this is Karen. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait for you to meet my rock movers. What's a rock mover? A rock mover is a woman who does what others say is impossible. She achieves goals that were once only dreams. She's a mom, wife, sister, friend, CEO, or entrepreneur. And she is an all-around rock star in her world. While she's moving rocks out of her own bag, she's also helped moving the rocks for other women. And she's moving rocks for me. Join us as we introduce our rock movers. Hey, rock movers. I'm so excited to share my new friend with you today. Her name is Christelle Biga. And she is an amazing Californian that's moving rocks for people across the nation. And Christelle, I just want to invite you to join us today. And thank you so much for clearing your schedule to be here.
Thank you, Karen, for having me on. It's my pleasure to be here. And thank you for all the people that join us to listen to this show. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, my rock movers are going to be so excited. Because I'm going to tell you a little bit about this amazing woman. Christelle is a former corporate executive, TV host turned expert speaker, energy healer, radio, and podcast host. She helps female coaches and entrepreneurs scale their business in record time by using the magic within themselves. I love that. Christelle takes people on a journey back within to reconnect with the creator energy within themselves, so that they can create the life they want and ultimately deserve with ease. She's also an expert speaker that has been featured on numerous podcasts and events, so we are so happy to have you. And she's the Savvy Networker Stage official host for Los Angeles, and she hosts a weekly webcast called Real Talk Alignment at Speak Up and Empower. So Christelle, I am so excited to learn more about what you do. And the first question I have for you is, what are you doing to move these huge rocks that women have these days? I know you have some small children, and so what are you doing to move rocks for yourself and for others?
Well, thank you. Beautiful question. Thank you. What do I do to help women move rocks? And how do I move rocks in my own life and business? Because I'm an entrepreneur, right? So what I do is really just tapping into the magic within me. As you were reading in my bio, that's the journey I take women to. Really tap into the magic within you to create everything you want. The rocks that we have to move in our lives or in our business show up in different shape or forms. But at the end of the day, it comes down to one single main issue that if we solve, we are able to move all the rocks, which is simply remember who we are as human beings. We are so trained to rely on one part of our being, the human one, that, you know, just try to figure things out, learn things, practice things, and work hard and all of the things, which is not bad. And it's all so hard on us and makes it like, oh, this is a big rock. How am I going to do this? How? And that's why we end up in a decision of how. Because we rely on one part of us, of who we really are. The truth is, we are 100% human and we are 100% divine. So what I do to move rocks is that I rely on the divine part of myself to help the human. When the human is faced with a rock, a challenge, a difficult situation, you know, right now people are handling emotions, stress, change, and concerns about the future, and wondering, looking for answers, looking for safety, some way, somehow, security, and all those things that we feel like we have no control over. That's a big place we are finding ourselves right now.
That is so true.
We feel like we have no control, but that's the human feeling. That's the emotional state of the human part of who we are. We wonder how we're going to make this happen. How we're going to get out of this situation.
Yeah. So how do you help people tap into that divine part?
First of all, it starts by just remembering that. Because when I say that, some people sometimes don't even think about it, right? They don't even think about the fact that we are divine. It's so far away even from the thought. The simple thinking of it is just not in the equation. So the first step is usually just to tell people that and let it sit in them. Remember that. Because we know that when I use the word remember, it's really on purpose, because we know that we just forget. We get caught up in our day-to-day life. We get busy with all the things we have to do, we have to achieve, we have to accomplish, that we forget the truth about who we are. Because at the end of the day, we don't become something out of all the things we do, all the things we achieve. We are somebody that is valuable, that is worthy, that is good enough the moment you wake up in the morning without doing anything.
Okay.
So that, yes.
Hold the phone. I want you to say that again, because I think women especially, we need to really pause right there and we need to hear that again. So can you say that for me one more time? I want to make sure nobody misses this. This is big.
Yes, you do not become something out of doing all the things and accomplishing all the things you think you have to. You are good enough the moment you wake up in the morning. You are all the things you have always wanted. You are enough, you are worthy, and you are lovable, and all the beautiful things you think people will give you out of all the things you do, that you will become after you have accomplished all the things. People will love you, people will respect you, people will see you, they will hear you, they will do. Stop and remember that the moment you wake up in the morning, you're already all those things. Stop looking outside for validation, for love, for all those things. You are good enough. And nothing will make you good enough. Nothing will make you worthy. Nothing will make you lovable. You are all of it.
Gosh, so that's, I feel like you just took us to church. Yes, 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 yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's so important. That's so good.
Yes. So it's really part of the process, remembering that simple truth, but that is life-changing. And that's the divine part of you that knows that. That's why when you hear me say that, you feel it. Because your soul knows that this is the truth. And your human forgot that. That's why your human started looking for ways to get it. Looking for ways to control and make sure that it happens. Because we forgot who we really are. So that's where the process starts. Remembering the truth about your real identity. Who you are. And now when you come from that place of power, every rock you have in your life, you come from a place of knowing that this doesn't define me. I am in control here. I am powerful enough, so I can do this. I don't have to wonder, how am I going to do this? Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. I have the answers, because that's the divine part of us that gives us answers. Karen, have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to go out? That's my favorite example. You want to go out and it's so beautiful, sunny, maybe that you were sharing with me in the beginning, like it's 80 degrees now. Yes. And something tells you, take an umbrella. And you're like, no way. Your brain is like, no way. What do you mean an umbrella? You look ridiculous. Look outside. It's so beautiful. How are you going to walk around with an umbrella? You look just ridiculous. And you don't take it. You go out. 1 hour later, starts raining. And you're like, oh, shoot. I thought of taking an umbrella, but at the time it didn't make any sense, so I didn't. Have you ever had that? You think about something and that moment it looks crazy, mm-hmm. and when you move forward, you're like, oh, now I get it. I should have.
Yeah, not specifically an umbrella, but yes.
Yes, that, but you get what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
You know something that doesn't make sense at the time, you know, mm-hmm. and then you don't take action onto that because it looks crazy at the time, and then down the road, you're like, oh, now I know why I wanted to do it this way.
Yeah. I just call it that little small voice.
Exactly.
You know, my whispering voice. And that's the divine side that you're talking about.
That's the divine. It's really little, because when you say divine, I don't want the listeners to get into religion or spirit. It's really that simple. It has nothing to do with what you believe in. We all are divine. That's what it is. That's the truth about it. Because we all have that little whispery voice, that intuition, that gut feeling. no matter what we believe in, it doesn't matter. That's the divine in us, because the human doesn't know things that your eyes don't see or your brain didn't learn. So if you know things that nobody taught you, like taking an umbrella when it's sunny, that's something that is above the human. And there is nothing you can say about it, no matter what you believe in. So that's the divine I'm tapping into to help me move rocks. I always pay attention every time I want to make a decision, every time I'm faced with a situation, every time there is a rock, since we are moving rocks here, every time there is a rock on my way, I pause and I listen to the guidance and I consciously tap into that, connect to that consciously. I stop witnessing, because that's what we usually do. Oh, that little voice told me that, but I didn't. And afterward, I witnessed that, or I should have. Now I'm not just a witness, which is not in my power. I consciously tap into that energy, connect to that, and ask for guidance, ask for answers. When I'm in the, how am I going to do this? I don't get confused or overwhelmed or stressed out, because I know for sure my divine got the answers. Why worry? I just tap into it and I wait for the answer. I don't go there with the same fear. Oh, can I even get the answer? No, I know for sure. My divine knows the answer. My divine knows exactly how to move this rock. Just have to ask the question, like, okay, this is the situation. I don't really like it. What am I not seeing here? And sure enough, you will get the answer. You will know exactly what to do. But the thing is, sometimes we don't trust it. Sometimes we don't trust. We know. We get the answer, we get the guidance, we get the inspiration, the intuition, whatever you want to call it, but we don't listen because we don't have that relationship of trust. We do not trust our divine anymore because we are disconnected, we are misaligned. So that's how I move rock. I learned to reconnect my human and my divine, because the human is ultimately the piece that will take action. But the right answers, the information you need to move rocks, you can learn them, you can take time to learn them, but it's faster and easier to just ask the divine, hey, let's do this. What does it look like to get a solution from this situation?
So,
and things are happening like magic.
So for those of us that have disconnected from that part of us, that part of our created being, how do we slow down and reconnect? What do you tell your clients that you coach and that you help? How do we get back to that place where we can hear that voice and feel that connection and feel that guidance from within?
It's simple. I know people are used to complicated step-by-steps and all of the things, but it's so easy.
We're masters at overcomplicating things, aren't we?
The more complicated it is, the smarter we are, right?
Right. Yeah. If it's easy, it can't be valuable. It has to have, 12 steps or the 10 steps or whatever. Yes.
We have to sweat and bleed and all of the things.
And it has to be painful or it's not purposeful.
Yes. If not, we did not earn it. It's not valuable.
Yes. Yes.
But the truth is, just make a decision right now. If you are listening to this, and you feel like you don't have that relationship I'm talking about, just make the decision, because it's not like you are going to look for that divine part of yourself somewhere. It's you. So just make a conscious decision now that, okay, I want to rebuild the relationship between my human and my divine. First, accept that it's the truth about you. Accept that you are divine. There is something divine about you that now you are willing to explore. Now you are willing to consciously communicate with. It's just that decision. And now, as every relationship, it takes time to learn to know each other, because you forgot how to listen. You forgot how to trust. You forgot how even that voice even sound, right? So the little things that usually I ask people to do is just simply always ask yourself how you feel about everything. Maybe you want to wear a dress in the morning, open your closet and just look at your clothes. What do you want to wear? Don't get into your head, but I have this appointment, this outfit will look more. Don't worry about it. What do you want to wear? Just pay attention. And believe me, you will always be pulled to pick a certain cloth. Start doing that, trusting and listening. Because if you feel like, oh, I really love to wear this, and you shut it down by, but that doesn't fit the way I'm going. I will not look really professional going there. It will not, I don't know, I wore it yesterday. My neighbors see me again with that. They will feel like maybe I don't have clothes. You get into your head and you don't listen. You go do what people want you to, or you what you think, because sometimes we don't even care. It's all happening in our heads. But you feel like, oh, this is how, yeah, if I do this, people like this, people will consider, they will see that I'm professional, all of the things. You get into your head. So stop doing that. It's simple like that. Even if you go at a restaurant, you want to order something, what do you really want to eat before checking the price, right? What do you really want to eat? Just trust that voice, because if it's leading you to pick a, like a dish on the menu, I know it's scary sometimes, but I cannot afford this, but how am I going to pay for this after I buy this? This is ridiculous. That's where you get into your head. And it's normal, because we are so used to plan everything, to structure everything, to control everything, that it's going to take some internal work to get used to trusting that divine guidance, to knowing that, hey, it's leading me in the right direction. Yeah. It's leading me to a safe place.
It's leading this down. That's so good.
Yes, it's leading me to a good place. So I need to trust it. It's okay. It's safe. Your brain is there to keep you safe, so that your brain will come up with all the reasons why this is crazy, all the reasons why you shouldn't do this. But take a deep breath at all time. And I have a good exercise that one of my mentors taught me, the tapping, for those that are familiar with EFT, but in a different way, because the traditional tapping is really acknowledge my fear or whatever. It's really peaceful. But the way we usually do it, and the way I show my clients, is you really say how you feel when you're doing the tapping. Oh, I'm so scared. This is ridiculous. I'm stupid. What am I even thinking? You say all those things when you're tapping. It shifts your energy and you release that fear. You don't suppress it, you don't ignore it, and at the same time, you do not listen to it by not doing what your divine part in you is guiding you to do. Because it takes trust to follow when all the signs show that you shouldn't do it, because your brain is there, like, red flag, why are you going? What are we doing? This is not safe. Stop, 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 stop. And then your divine is telling you, trust me. Right now, you don't see the end. Like the umbrella example, right now the sky looks all blue, but trust me, take that umbrella. And your brain is reminding you how ridiculous this idea is, how stupid this is. It looks just not okay. Trust, it takes time to build. So that's what I teach people to do. Start paying attention to how you feel every time you want to do something. When fear creeps in, deal with that fear and do it anyways. And if you do not want to do something, there is a decision you have to make, and you do not want to do it a certain way, especially in business. It's really interesting when you do that, you use your divine in your business, because everybody around you might be like, nobody does this way. Nobody has never done it this way. Everybody that is successful in business has done it this way. So it's sometimes scary for your human to get behind your divine telling you to do it a certain way that doesn't fit the, you know, the usual way of doing. It's scary. It takes courage to follow that lead. But you have to remember, your divine sees things that your physical eyes are not seeing now. Your divine knows things that your brain doesn't know now. Your divine has your best interest in mind. Because your divine is you. Are you going to hurt yourself? Are you going to put yourself in trouble? Are you going to destroy yourself? I don't think so. So trust yourself. Trusting your divine is trusting yourself. Coming back home and remembering that these crazy ideas are coming from somewhere that I can trust. Looks crazy now because I don't see with my physical eyes. I don't see where it's going, where it's leading. But I know I can trust this direction. And I believe that's what people like the brothers Wright or Thomas Edison did, because nobody can convince me that those people used their brain to create what they created. They were connected to the divine part of themselves to make those kind of radical transformation for the whole world. Because the brothers Wrights were just two bicycle mechanics. They were not engineers. And bicycles don't even have engines. So how on earth could they think they could fly an aircraft? Can you imagine their friends and family, what they were seeing when they came up with this, you know, revolutionary idea, telling them, hey, we're going to make an aircraft fly. We're like, really, you? Can you imagine the chatter in their head with their brain, showing them all the reasons why this was ridiculous and crazy and just stupid?
It's so funny. I've never thought about what was going on in their head at that time. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Because few people in this world are that connected to their divine. The people that make a difference, which we all want to make a difference, even if it's in our families, in our workplace, you know, if you have a business, the reason why we create a business, we want to make a difference. We want to make a difference in our kids' lives. We want to make a difference. And the only way you can make a difference is when you tap into the divine energy, because the divinity in you sees exactly the shortcut to get there, but you don't see it. The brothers, right, were making a difference fixing bicycles, right? But it was taking so long to make it probably work to, you know, maybe we'll not know them today if they were not that connected and trusting that guidance from within. Because that vision couldn't have come from their brains, not at all. They had no qualification for that. They didn't check any box on the checklist.
True.
Right?
So yeah, at that point, we didn't even know what the checkbox was yet.
Exactly. So they had to be connected to something higher than what the human being knew at the time. Because in the whole humanity, there was no way for them to say, oh, we saw it somewhere, that's why we're doing it. It had to be a higher source that gave them that inspiration. It had to be something that knew more than what their brain knew at the time, what the human brain even knew at the time, because the whole world was like, this is ridiculous. This is just not possible. What are they even thinking?
Yeah,
we were not at that place yet to know that at the physical level, at the human level, it took something higher. It took something divine for them to see that and to create it. And that's what happened. That's why, that's how you start moving rocks, making a difference, creating, making things happen in your life, in any situation. When you connect to that source, it's so powerful that even when it doesn't make sense, even when it looks crazy, the result is just magical.
That's so good. I think every entrepreneur that's ever faced a decision that feels crazy needs to hear these words and needs to tap into that power within, as you said, the guidance within. Mm-hmm. Because you question everything about everything you see and hear and are thinking. So this is so good. I love this. Beyond what you do with your coaching and how you help people, you do these other things. I'm reading this again, the radio and podcast host and the Savvy Networker stage official host. What do you do in those positions? How are you helping and working with women, or what do you do there, I guess is a better question.
Yeah, I mainly speak, you know, on my own shows I speak, because I really focus more on speaking, because I believe I can reach more people like that with my message and hopefully remind people of who they truly are just from listening to me. And when people usually listen to me, their energy shifts. Sometimes crazy things happen from just random conversations with people. So speaking is really something I love. And so on those platforms that you mentioned, I speak, I share my message. I hope I, you know, wake people up, just get them thinking of what if this was true? What if I was this powerful? What if I actually had access to something that powerful, that big? What if I could actually create things easily? What if all this was true? What if this woman was not that crazy?
Right? That's right.
Yeah. So that's what I do. The Savvy Networker is it's a platform of speakers. And what I do in that for them is, from as soon as we'll be able to next year, hopefully, host events for speakers. So I just coordinate those events to share the stage with other speakers that have a message, because that's how powerful speaking is. And on my podcast, which is called Absolute Alignment, When Success Feels Easy, I also share, sometimes I have a guest share the journey of alignment. I know alignment is a big topic right now, but I take it a little bit deeper. I started by talking about alignment, just the alignment that everybody knows, being authentic, listening to yourself and honoring who you are. I take it deeper by talking about this divine part of who we are, aligning your human and your divine. And it's a journey to recall, remembering, simply remembering who you really are. Because from that place, I know you are powerful enough to create, because your divine is just not a source of information. Like your intuition, that's why we usually sometimes just remember that we have, or my intuition, my gut feeling, my this. That's the only thing that sometimes we kind of know about.
Right.
But it's more than that. It's really more than that. You can actually create. I'm going to say that again. You can actually create, because the divine energy is the energy of creation. Whatever it is that you want to achieve as an entrepreneur, you have goals, you have, you know, targets you want to reach, you have a vision, you have all this amazing ambition and all of the things. And the human way or the traditional way is for you to lay down a step-by-step process, come up with a plan, how we're going to make it happen, how. Okay, this looks beautiful, but then how? The divine can create all of that. You don't even have to know how. It's that magical.
And so how I did know. Go ahead. I was just going to say, how did you learn about all this?
How did I learn? It was a personal journey, actually. It's an interesting one. And I don't mind sharing that on this platform. Actually, as I said, I was first talking about alignment. And people liked it because, yes, it's true. It's so true, you know. When you say something that we know is true, our soul knows it's true, people just say, yes, yes, this is true. So because alignment is a big thing, people were like, yes. But there was something missing, and I couldn't really pinpoint what it was. I just knew there was something missing. And thank God for coaching. My mentor, which is amazing, told me, you know what is missing. And if she was right, and that's what I usually tell my clients, we always know. But our brain shuts down when we don't want to act. We'd rather not know, because if we know, now we have no excuse to not act. So we'd rather be the conversation of, I don't know what to do, I'm stuck. But the truth is, you know, you just don't want to see it. And then she reminded me of something about me that she didn't know fully, but she had an idea, because I had shared some things about it. I'm from Africa originally. That's why I have this beautiful accent. I don't know if I mentioned that. I'm from Cameroon. And my family background is really interesting. My grandfather, my father's dad that I never met, I heard about him, and he had some supernatural powers, right? My dad also had some supernatural powers. And it was never well perceived where I grew up, because my mom was really Christian and we grew up with that Christian background. My dad was going to church too, but he was also in our culture, kind of like a spiritual mentor, and people were really going to him for spiritual things and all of that. But from the Christian background, it wasn't good. It was witchcraft. It was all of the negative things around black magic, all of that. So I wasn't really even looking at it, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it, because it was, for me, magic and all of the negative things that go with it. So, but from, I used to be Christian, and I'm not anymore for personal reasons again, but I had also that connection. Even though I'm not Christian, I'm not religious at all, I know God is an energy. And I don't mind how you call it, God, universe, source, spirit. I'm really into that freedom of calling it whatever you want, because it means the same thing, and it means whatever it means for each one of us. And it's okay, which is not really a conversation I used to have when I was religious. It's not okay. You have to call it one thing, and it has to be one thing. But I know better now. I'm more open to it being accessible for every one of us. And I came to a point to realize, and I remember even when I was Christian, I used to think that God is not in heaven. He's in us. Even says that in the Bible, but we don't perceive it like that. We pray to God. We pray to a higher power. We pray to something outside of ourselves. And sometimes we even lift up our hands, you know, to heaven, calling because it's higher than we are. He's far away. And we are here, we're praying, begging him or whatsoever we are doing. And it always made me feel like, I'm sure there is, it's not like that. It's something different. And I couldn't figure out what it was. Then I learned about spirituality as well. And they're talking about universe, energy, and all of the things. And they have rituals, right? You have some people have crystals in their houses, burn sages for full moon, new moon, and all of the things. And I'm not really somebody that is in any type of rituals or everything, nothing, not because I don't think it works. It's just that it's just not me. It's not my thing. I'm a free spirit. I do what I want. So I can't really get into rituals. I would be so bad. So I just don't do it. So I was in that space of knowing that there is something more powerful than the human being. There is something bigger. From my Christian background, from my spiritual experiences, I just knew that there is something bigger than the human being. That's the physical we are seeing, that the natural, there is something supernatural. But I wasn't making the connection. It was still something outside. Then I started having these downloads that it's actually more close than we thought, that I was told. I don't know about your background, but I was told from religion that God is somewhere, we are here. And from spirituality, the universe is bigger than we are and all of that. Even the people that were saying that is you. With the practices, we're still giving away your power, kind of, because it's outside of you. The practices, the rituals you are doing are bringing the power that you don't have in you. So when my coach told me that, I was like, no, there is no way I don't do that. Even right now, even when I, you know, follow people that are spiritual, there are things that I just don't do because it's just not me. So don't even make me think about my background and think that it's going to have something to do with my coaching, because that's not happening. She said, why? And then I explained to her that because it's bad. From what I know, from what I remember, from, you know, my family history, it's negative. You know, there is nothing good that came out of it. And she said, what if it was just an interpretation? What if it was just a way of seeing things? What if it wasn't? So I sat into that and I actually took a week off from my business because I was like, this is ridiculous. This is not happening. But I took that time to reconnect with myself. And I said, okay, instead of me just shutting off, how about I actually get the answers? Because now I know I can get the answers. I can get clear answers to this. So I tapped into the divine energy. I said, hey, I don't like this. I don't like the way it's going. I'm not sure I want to go there. But I want to know what is this all about. And I had an interesting moment where I had a conversation. I know it can sound really crazy, but I did that. I decided to have a conversation with my dad that is dead, my grandfather that I never even met. But I just thought in my mind is that, okay, let's have a conversation. You guys are on the other side. And you know better. Maybe as humans, you did what you did because you didn't know you were humans. Now you're on the other side. What do you think about all of this? All these powers and all of the magic and all of the things. And they explained something that I want somebody to hear today. We as humanity, we evolve as a collective. And it takes some pioneers to take the lead. Like when we didn't have the light, it took somebody like Thomas Edison to bring us up to a level where we could see it's possible. We could believe it's possible and actually see the light. But before that, we are in a stage and we believe something and everybody rolls into, it's like a paradigm, right? We all believe the same thing. We all do in different levels. So they explained that at that time, power was something that we forgot as human beings that we have within us. We thought it was outside. So we could see it in other people, but not in us. So we thought by oppressing other people, we'd get power. And it showed up in every area of humanity. In politics, you think it's by oppressing that you get ahead. In business, you think it's like, you know, you have to backstab to get ahead. In, you know, maybe people doing rituals like them. They were doing all these rituals, spiritual rituals. They thought it's by taking from other people, it can be spiritually or whatever. Maybe hurting people, and like people can say whatever, throw bad energy or whatever the things. That's how you get powerful. You get power from taking from other people, because we forgot that the power is with us. We are the power. We are the power. We don't have to go take it somewhere. We don't have to do rituals or do all the things. Maybe I have a friend that believes in this so much. We don't have to kill babies to become the Queen of England, whatever, right? We do not have to do all that, but we didn't know better at the time. And we needed that as part of our evolution. We needed to believe that we have to pray to a God that is sitting somewhere that is going to save us. We needed to believe that we have to call the stars if we are spiritual. We needed all of those things because we didn't remember at the time where the real power is. We didn't remember at the time that we are the real power we are chasing out there. We are looking outside of ourselves. We are working so hard to get. And even in business, in creating wealth, in creating all the things we want to create, we believe we become powerful by working really hard. We become wealthy by hustling and bleeding and sweating because we gave away our power to things outside of us. We forgot where the real power is. We are the real power. We are the source. We are not going to the source to get something. We are not taking it from other people. We are not taking it from doing things in the dark or in the light, whatever it is. It's within us. So that's where my journey started, knowing that, oh, yes, I am the power. The divinity that I learned from religion or from spirituality that is somewhere out there bigger than I am is actually in me. I don't have to do anything to access it. It's me. I have full access to it the moment I open my eyes. There is nothing that can get me closer to God or to the universe or the spirit, whatever you want to call it. There is nothing that I can do that can make me godly or spiritual, whatever you want to call it, because I am already all of it. Wow. So it's just for me to remember the truth about that. Hey, I am human, but I'm divine. I am the source of all of it. There is no need for me to go chase it outside. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does, and I'm literally blown away. I think, I mean, your message is so beautiful, and just, I actually had someone on, prior to, or I've recorded it, I haven't published it yet, but we did an EFT live tapping session. So that was my first experience. So when you brought that up, I was like, wow, like she was the recording before you and now you're talking about it. So it's just so, I don't know. It's so amazing that this is all just aligning all together. But you're taking it like that much deeper to talk about, you know, the divinity within and just connecting to that power. I think for those that, you know, probably the majority of my listener base is Christian. Definitely not all, but probably the majority. And so, you know, some of these things are going to be, you know, they're going to question, how do I understand that? How can I relate to that? And, you know, I think we all have our own journey, our own faith and our own journey. And, but, you know, when we, as Christians, apply it to the things that we know, and, you know, I think we all know that there is something much, much greater.
Yes.
There is something much, much more powerful. And for those that believe in the Trinity, that aligns more to what you're talking about, because there is a spirit within us. That is the spirit that whispers to us and that divinity within us. So I think that that really does align with a lot of the things that you're saying. And, you know, the knowledge, that supernatural knowledge that you can have, that you don't know where it came from, but you do have to listen within. And, you know, there are many names that we can call it, and there are many things, you know, Jehovah, Father, God, it to me, those names are, as inconsequential as the name over the church that you walk into, Baptist or Methodist or Catholic or whatever, because it is about the relationship that I believe that God calls us to, that the Father that I believe in calls us to, and the divinity within that He purposely created and designed us to be. I wasn't just poof out of anything. I was actually designed and created an energy being before I was a physical being. And, yes. You know, I just, that aligns so much with what I do believe and what I have seen. And, but you've taken it just another step to say,
And I love that you mentioned that your audience is Christian, because one of the most inspiring people or human being that I'm really looking up to in this journey of mine is Jesus, right? And I used to think that, okay, it makes sense because I have a Christian background, right? So I don't know any other religion that much, so I can't really speak on that. But what I love about that human being is that he came to remind us, maybe we're not ready at the time to understand where he was actually taking us. And I love, and I sometimes make fun of my mom. She's really Christian and everything. So I usually tell her when she starts questioning some things that I talk about, I said, "Mom, you know what? I believe if people are really reading the Bible, we wouldn't have questions like this. We would understand each other so much if only people are actually reading the Bible and understanding the Bible. The problem is we do not." And I used to be that person that just believed some things they told me. And that's one of the reasons why I actually stopped being Christian, because I started reading the Bible and understanding it, but it didn't match what I was being taught. So I felt like there's something that doesn't add up. So I just stepped out. But my point with sharing Jesus in this is that all the things, and I asked my mom that a few months ago, if tomorrow I tell you that, hey, mom, or you see on TV, whatever, that, hey, Crystal walked on the ocean in Los Angeles. She walked on the water. What would be your first reaction? You will think I'm possessed, right? Like maybe the devil took over me or some things. You will never think it's God's work, because God cannot do that. It's only Jesus. It can never be me. But is it the message of Jesus? Jesus said that whatever I'm doing, that you guys are calling miracles, you can do the exact same thing and even more. But nobody reads that in the Bible. Nobody does. We prefer to worship Jesus. It's easier than taking the power he actually came to remind us we have. And that's what I'm talking about. The divine is in us. But we forgot that we want it to be us outside, because we do not want to be that powerful that we can actually do miracles, that we can actually walk in the water, that we can actually resurrect dead people, that we can actually create things out of the blue. We do not want that. It's scary. So what is easier, what is safe for our brain to handle? It's Jesus. It's God sitting somewhere in heaven. It's the universe. It's the stars. It's the moon. It's something else. But it cannot be me. I cannot be that powerful. Sorry. I cannot be that powerful. And Jesus came here to remind us, yes, you are that powerful. Yes, you are God. Because I am God. He said it and they killed him for that. But it was just a model. He didn't actually came here for us to worship him like something sitting above us and we are down. Came to remind, and he kept saying it. That's why I would do so. I tell my mom, if only people were reading the Bible, we would be speaking the same language. But people don't. They do not. Or they refuse to read it that way. It's because power is scary. It's scary to be that powerful. It's scary to think that I can wake up and decide that, okay, all of a sudden, I have a new car in my garage coming out of the blue, whatever the blue is, right? What does that mean? We will easily, if whatever our belief system is, we'll easily attribute that to power outside of us. It's the devil or it's evil, whatever. It cannot be me. cannot be that powerful. And funny enough, it cannot be God either. No, no, it cannot be God either. And yesterday, actually, I was talking with a friend of mine, and she needed some money. I said, can you, what if the money just showed up in your bank account? She's like, oh no. I said, why? And she's Christian. I said, why? No, 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 no. If it's your money just shows up in my bank account, I'm going to think it's witchcraft. I said, what do you mean it's witchcraft? So don't you think God can just put money in your bank account just like that? And it's really interesting to believe in something that powerful and not believe powerful things can happen. That's how scary power is.
Yeah, and that's why it's we put it in a comfortable box that we can conceive with our mind.
Exactly.
But
we are afraid of that power that we don't want to look at it as is in us. So it's safer to put it outside somewhere. It's not us. I cannot be that powerful. I cannot perform this. So when I usually tell people, when you tap into that divine energy with you, things start happening just like magic. They're like, what do you mean? I say, yes, it's really like magic because it just appears. When Jesus walks on water, it looks like magic. That's what it is. Doesn't fit in any explanation that your human brain can comprehend. That's magic.
So I'm curious. You say that that you aren't Christian. You're not a Christian anymore. But you believe in the Bible, so that really perplexes me. I would really love to talk with you more about that because I find that curious and interesting, and I love knowing more about people, and I have such a heart for people, and I want to learn and understand and know more. And I'm sure my listeners are going to be curious as to that as well, because you do know the Bible, and yet, and you grew up as a Christian. And I think sometimes we attach our faith to human confines rather than maybe the intent, or I'd like the literal scriptural definitions. So I'm curious as to why you feel that way and why you feel like you had to step away from that Christian faith. Do you want to share that, or you don't have to? I don't want to put you on the spot. But I am so curious about that.
Yes, I know. It's interesting. When I used to be Christian, I don't do things halfway. I'm a free spirit. When I want to do something, I do it. I'm not the person that usually does things to please people. If I don't want to do it, I don't. So when I was Christian, I was really Christian, like going to Bible study, reading the Bible and all of the things. So that's why I remember the Bible. I remember all the things I read there, right? I remember all, because I used to even teach, like lead Bible studies. And even at the time, I think I mentioned that I was questioning things. Because I will read things in the Bible and I will not see them around me. And I will ask questions to people that were supposed to know better, and they couldn't find the answers. Or the answers they were giving me, I just felt like, that's a way out. That's not the answer, right? And why did I step out? Just because I think I'm not really good with systems. And I think that's what religion is. It's just a system. And you have to follow some rules. You have to do things a certain way. You have to believe a certain way. And the free spirit I am, just know there is not just one way. At the time, I didn't know that, but today I understand better that even though I know what I know with the Bible, with all the things that I have learned in between, I know I cannot, as I was mentioning, I'm not either, you know, really good at meditating every morning or doing all the things, burning sage all the time. So I'm not really good with systems. That's my issue with religion, because it doesn't give you room to see what is really available. It really doesn't allow you to know God. No, I don't mean that in a bad way, but that's how I feel. And I cannot function I'm not going to say religion because I don't know all of them, as I said, like Christianity, because the system is not free enough for me. For instance, a few months ago, I had a conversation with another entrepreneur, which is really Christian based. And we were supposed to, she asked me if we could run a workshop together. And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So we started planning everything. And for some reason, she paused and she asked me what was my belief. And I explained to her that I cannot tell you I'm this or I'm that because I'm not. I am not. I learned to know me. I learned to remember who I am and why I'm on this planet. It doesn't matter how I find the answers, I'm just open to it. And she made a point that no, because her audience is Christian, so she wants to make sure that people that come to teach or do things with her audience, you know, are talking in that, you know, vocabulary or having that in mind. And I say, which is true, that I understand where you're coming from because I used to be Christian. There is nothing outside of Christianity. If it's outside of Christianity, it's not from God. And I'm not that person today anymore. I don't believe in that anymore. I believe different. I believe we all have our way back home because the journey or the relationship with God is the journey back home. Home is remembering that, and it's not something I said. If you're a Bible reader, it's there. You're 100% human, you're 100% divine. Jesus just came to show us that, but we didn't see it. We missed that. And we are worshiping him today instead of being him. But anyways, so I believe differently, right? So I cannot fit into a system because it limits me. And God is not limited. And I want to see God in everything, not in one thing. I want to meet God in every way possible. But first of all, I want to remember that I am, and it might be shocking for some listeners, I am God. As crazy as that might sound, that's what he told me. I am made at his image, which makes me God. But we don't want to hear those things because we are afraid of our power. Because if I am God, what does that mean about me? I don't have to blame God anymore if I am God. If I am in charge here, if I have the power to create what I want, why will I say he didn't give it to me? Why will I say that he didn't do it for me? Why will I say the devil did it to me? So now I have no more excuse. So it's easier for me to not be that powerful. It's easier for me to be a little human being that is just hoping and wishing that God's going to do it for me. Because if I'm God, I don't have to blame him anymore or expect things from him anymore. That's how afraid we are from our power. So I cannot fit in a system in anyone. It's not about Christianity, everything. I don't think I will be a good fit for any sort of system. I will not be a good fit.
Yeah.
Because I have a different perspective on God, which I believe makes me closer to him than when I was religious or Christian. I feel closer now to God because it's me, it's in me. It's not somewhere sitting somewhere that I have to find a way to reach. I have to become godly enough to have access to him. I have to earn, you know, the grace to be in his presence. I have to deserve for him to even look at me, because if I'm not godly, if I am a sinner, if I'm this, how can he even look at me? How can he even give me what I want? And we punish ourselves in our lives. We create, you know, difficult relationship. We create hardship in our businesses. We create hardship in our life because we don't feel good enough. We don't deserve it. So we punish ourselves because I'm just a sinner. How can I even expect this? God will never even give me this until I become good enough. I hope this will free somebody up today and just tell you that you're good enough. You know why you are good enough? You came here good enough. You came here good enough for everything. You came here with the capacity to create everything that will make your human experience beautiful, amazing, and fun. We are here to have a human experience. But who are we here having human? We are God having a human experience. And I want you to remember that during this human experience. You are God having a human experience. So you can create anything you want. You can achieve anything you want. You can feel anything you want to feel. Because you have that power. It's scary, I know, but it's the truth. That's my experience with God. So So to answer your question, that's why I cannot fit in religion or any sort of system.
Wow. I can see how that's something that's definitely, you know, yeah, it doesn't fit with the other. Because for me, for a Christian, you know, I do believe that it is about the relationship and about believing that Christ came, that, you know, no one enters heaven but through him, through me. So there's so many things that resonate with me, and there's so many things that you're saying that I'm just like, hmm.
I know. I used to know exactly how you feel right now, but it's fine. Yeah. It's completely fine.
So, well, I love you, and I appreciate you sharing and just being so open and willing to receive my questions and speak freely. And I just, I love and respect you for that so much. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you
for allowing me to share this, that my son, you know, triggering for your audience. And thank you for allowing me to share that. And hopefully that will be valuable for somebody out there.
Yes, I know that you dropped so many wonderful nuggets of wisdom and, you know, just tapping into the voice and the divine within is so important for all of us to be able to embrace who we were created to be. Hmm. Absolutely. So thank you so, so much, Christelle. I appreciate your time today. I know we probably went over time, so may have to cut and edit this shorter. I hate to lose any pieces, but we try to keep it between 30 and 40 minutes. And I want to share you with my listeners and with the world and embrace all that you offer. And I will definitely, you sent me your Facebook link so people will be mm-hmm. able to connect and follow and find you on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. And then also you have your group on Facebook as well. Yes. So yeah, so I'll be able to share that with them. So thank you so much for being available for us. I wish you all the best, and we will definitely be staying in touch. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Karen. Just one more word before we go. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening and for supporting our Rock Movers family. I want to invite you to connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Just search for Coach Karen Gray. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or learning about how we could work together in the coaching space, just send me an email at karen@coachkarengray.com. Until next time, just remember to keep moving those rocks.